A burst of light reveals a woman dressed in a white classical robe with a blue stole draped over her arm, standing on top of a shallow pyramid of steps holding a blazing torch high in her right hand. The logo of Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Revolving concentric circles of silver metal form the horizon ring, meridian ring, and stand of a globe. The logo of Revolution Studios. A beacon flashes at the top of a giant radio mast standing on the top of a globe. The logo of RKO Pictures. Revolution Studios presents an RKO Pictures production, a Cube Vision production, a film by Steve Carr. Against a grey background of house floor plans, a bearded black cartoon figure, Nick, appears. Ice Cube, are we done yet? Nick straightens the W of Wing. The other letters collapse. The name Nia Long appears. The O in Long balloons out. Nick catches the falling letters. Other names appear. The bearded cartoon figure tries and fails to chase them around the screen. John C. McGinley, Alicia Allen, Philip Daniel Bolden. Other letters flash erratically. Nick, with a raccoon munching snacks from a bag right behind him, tries to clean up the letters and falls over. He sticks a plug into a socket and gets an electric shock. Dan Joffrey, Pedro Miguel Arce, Linda Cash, Paige MacArthur. The raccoon is electrocuted too. Cartoon figures of two kids, Kevin and Lindsay, and a dog, Coco, watch the two figures spark and dance. Casting by Lynn Caro and Susan Bruce. More credits appear out of focus. Nick adjusts them with a crank. Main titles by Kurtz and Friends. Costume designer Jory Woodman. A pull cord drops down beside Nick. He pulls it. More credits appear. Music supervision by Spring Aspers. Music by Ted Castellucci. Nick disappears down a hole. The two kids look at each other, and they and the dog roar with laughter. Editor Craig P. Herring. Production designer Nina Ruscio. Director of photography Jack Green, ASC. Nick climbs a ladder and fixes more credits with a drill. Executive producers Heidi Santelli, Aaron Ray, Steve Carr, Derek Dorsey. Executive producer Neil Maclis. Produced by Ted Hartley. Produced by Ice Cube, Matt Alvarez. Nick, in front of a certificate of insurance, picks some flowers and then a fluffy white ball attached to the tail of a deer. The tail falls off. Nick offers it back to the deer, who boxes him. Produced by Todd Garner. Based on the motion picture, Mr. Blandings builds his dream house. Screenplay by Norman Panama and Melvin Frank from the RKO Pictures Library. With words like water damage, cost, and condemned coming up behind him, Nick marks a cross on the ground and guides something being craned in. Credits plummet towards him. Based on characters created by Steve Gary Banks and Claudia Graziosi. Screen story and screenplay by Hank Nelken. Directed by Steve Carr, Nick spins away in a whirlpool. A wedding photo shows beefy Nick, his wife Suzanne, and her two children, Lindsay 13 and Kevin 11. Nick and Suzanne are asleep in bed. Blearily, Nick opens his eyes. The alarm clock says 5 a.m. Scratching his head, he gets out of bed in a blue T-shirt and blue check bottoms.
You know, a lot has changed in my life in the past year. Suzanne and I got married, and her and the kids moved into my apartment. My very small apartment.
He steps over a large dog onto a toy figure.
But that ain't all. I decided to pursue my dream. So I sold my sports shop and started up a magazine. You know what it is, a sports magazine. And these are the moments that I cherish. And everybody's asleep. I got the whole place to myself. And now it's time to get to work.
In a room with a life-size cutout of Magic Johnson smiling down at him, Nick sits down at a table crowded with magazine layouts. He removes another toy from under his bum and turns on his computer. A cover layout for a sports magazine reads Magic Johnson, an exclusive interview. A list of potential interview questions is blank.
So Magic, how was it when you...
How's your magazine coming?
Shh! Come here. Kevin, what you doing up? Trying to write?
I'm hungry. You got Pop-Tarts?
You're always hungry. And it's do we got Pop-Tarts. We family now. So what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine. Understand?
I understand. I want Pop-Tarts.
Nick catches a Pop-Tart as it flies from the toaster.
Thanks, Nick.
As Nick sits back down, Lindsay marches up to her brother.
Did you take my cell phone?
She goes to strangle Kevin.
Mom, Kevin's stealing my stuff again.
Nick, Coco's hungry.
Hey, you guys wanted the dog, you're gonna have to feed him.
Coco, breakfast!
Coco knocks Kevin over.
Coco, no! Hey. Hi, sweetie. How's your writing going this morning?
Not too good.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Nick, there's something we really need to talk about.
Hold that thought. Hey,
Nick chases Lindsay into the bathroom.
No. Open this door.
I have to put on my makeup, Nick.
You're too young to wear makeup. Now I'm gonna count to three. One, two.
The door opens. He falls and scrambles to his feet.
I'm almost 14, Nick. You can't keep treating me like a child.
No, you're only 13, and as your stepfather, I have the God-given right to treat you like a child. Suzanne, do you see what this girl got on?
I'm not in it.
Okay, I'm not dressing like somebody's grandma. After school, Ashley and I are going to the mall for the Nordstrom sale.
Oh, no, veto. That ain't gonna happen. I don't like that one bit. You know, you're too young to be hanging out at the mall. So go get dressed, Granny.
Too young for the mall? You're like a prison guard.
Yeah, well, welcome to Alcatraz.
At breakfast, Nick peers into the fridge.
So, Nick, you know the Letskys are moving.
So?
Well, it's a 3-bedroom.
Yeah, it's probably 3 times as expensive, too.
Things tumble from the fridge. A slice of pizza sticks to his t-shirt.
Oh, you want to be treated like an adult? You can't even wrap a piece of pizza.
You said I was a child.
Nick, there's something that we really need to talk about this morning.
I can't talk right now. Look at me. I'm a mess.
Kevin spills milk on him.
Kevin.
Okay, out. Both of you guys, out. Look at me. I got a presentation today with my publisher. Let's go. I need to talk to your mother.
You too, Coco. Get out. Go.
Coco, get down before you knock something over.
Coco knocks the broom cupboard open. The ironing board hits the frying pan handle, catapulting eggs onto Nick's bearded face and sweatshirt.
And what were you trying to say?
Suzanne gives him a winning smile.
Honey, I'm pregnant.
By who?
Later, Nick and the cutout Magic Johnson are at a bar. A barman pours.
So you sold your half of the shop to Marty? He's gotta be happy about that, huh?
Yeah, he is. But I am too, you know. I'm starting a new chapter in my life, my man. I'm launching a magazine.
That's great. You took a risk and you made it happen. You got Magic. I'm proud of you.
Hey, whoa, hey!
Nick covers the cutout's ears.
Who said anything about Magic?
You don't have him?
Officially, no. But it's looking good. It's looking real good. Matter of fact, it's looking so good. Pour me a shot, pour yourself a shot, and then pour one for my man Magic.
Let me ask you something, Nick. If you don't have him, why'd you sell the shop?
I need the money, Jimmy. It's been cool, but it's kind of hard having Suzanne and the kids just crammed up into my small place. It's just time to move on up, man. Plus, I didn't tell you, I'm having a baby.
All right, my man's having a baby.
Yeah, that's
right. Hey, baby.
Hey.
I thought I'd find you here. Hi, Jimmy.
How'd it go?
It went great. Check it out.
Suzanne hands him a scan print.
Hey.
He looks at it sideways.
This baby got 2 heads.
Uh-huh, and 4 arms and 4 legs. Nick, we're having twins.
Twins?
He downs 2 shot glasses and reaches for the bottle. Jimmy grabs it.
Hey.
Cut off, Nick.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Nick guzzles down his beer. Later, he drives out of downtown Portland with Suzanne and the kids.
I can't
believe you're making us move to the country. This is like child abuse of the worst kind.
Where's the mall?
What you need a mall for? That's your problem now. You need to get a little fresh air and open spaces. Try that.
Lindsay, please, okay? Everybody just relax.
Yeah, just relax.
Here, sweetie, have a juice.
The juice sprays everywhere.
Oh, God.
Kevin!
They arrive at a rambling, detached house.
Ew, what's that smell?
Smells like oxygen.
Mom, please tell me you're joking.
Enough.
I hope it's the right place.
Of course it's not. Our old house is the right house.
This is the place, guys. Come on. Let's have a positive mental attitude, okay?
The front door opens onto a huge hallway living room area with beamed ceilings and polished wooden floors. Nick and the family step inside.
Nice floors.
I smell cookies.
Kevin, you cannot just walk around these people's house like that.
They find themselves in an enormous kitchen. Nick crosses to the oven.
Oh, this is the culprit right here.
He burns his hand.
Oh, baby. Oh, honey. Okay, cold water. Go, cold water.
A man with curly blonde hair comes in from the garden in an apron.
Oh, goodness gracious. What happened in here? Did you touch the stove? Was it the stove?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put a little Tunisian hemp root on there, make it as good as new. It's true, actually. I'm so sorry about that.
It's fine. He's just being a big baby.
Name's Chuck Mitchell, Jr. I'm the local real estate guy here in Newburgh County. And you, I know just exactly who you are. You're Nick.
They shake hands.
There we go. Ah! Note to self, the hand still hurts. Oh. And the radiant?
Suzanne.
Oh, my G-O-D. Suzanne's with child.
Ah!
Yeah, old dog, yo.
He touches Suzanne's belly.
Ow! Hold up.
It's okay. I'm a part-time midwife. I actually studied at the Natural Childbirth Center in Lucerne, Switzerland. They're twins, aren't they?
Yes, they are. How did you know that?
Would you like to know the sexes?
Nick kneels beside him.
No.
Oh.
Matter of fact, we want to keep it a surprise, Chuck.
Oh, fair enough. Isn't that every parent's prerogative? But if I were you, I wouldn't be in any big hurry to paint the nursery pink. Oh, gosh. It's just a special time being in that delivery room.
Right. The man almost faded when our guppy had babies.
Now, you know that was a hard delivery for me. All that cloudy water and then those little things popping out one by one.
Nick mimes.
Honey. Babe. Honey.
Now, the place was built in 1889 by H. Ben Hackett himself, legendary architect and perfectionist. And I'd like to tell you something right up front here. In all my years in the business, and have been more than a few, I've never seen a more sound home.
A light fitting falls.
Structurally speaking, you get a load of the second floor.
Babe, do you see this?
It's okay, we'll fix it.
Did you see this?
Now, she's got 5 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, so needless to say, there's plenty of room for the whole fam. And I think we're gonna go ahead and put Mom and Dad in the master bedroom.
5 bedrooms, right?
5, baby. You feeling me?
I feel it. It's big enough for you, baby?
It's beautiful.
And of course, the master bath.
It's enormous.
Oh my God, baby, a clawfoot tub. I've always wanted one of these.
Me too.
Pretty awesome, right?
I like it.
It's beautiful. And the double sinks. Oh my God, baby, look at the shower. Oh my God, honey, this is bigger than our entire apartment.
I know.
Nick spots a door.
What's in there, Chuck?
That is a private toilet.
He opens the door to a small half-paneled room containing a water closet.
Baby, did you say private?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Nick sits on the wooden seat.
Holla.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
Feeling good's good enough.
Nick's face becomes solemn, almost tearful. Chuck looks at him anxiously.
You be okay in there, Nick?
Just give me 1 minute.
Nick's bottom lip trembles. Curly-haired Chuck closes the door. In the garden,
So now Suzanne here tells me that you're in the publishing game?
Oh, yeah. I did sell a magazine to Omni House.
An entrepreneur, a budding William Randolph Hearst right here in our midst.
I don't really know who that is, Chuck, but hey, guess so.
Modest, too? They huh? broke the mold. I'll tell you what, Suze. I'd hang on to this one.
Oh, yeah, he's a keeper, Chuck.
Kevin flies off the tire swing.
Oh, way to stick the landing, Kevo.
Kevin gets up out of the shrubbery where he fell. Chuck leads Nick and Suzanne to a stone cottage.
The Hacketts, of course, used this as a guest cottage, but with just a scooterino of work, it could be easily converted into the perfect creative nook for a publisher.
Hmm. Well, you know, I was actually thinking about writing in that bathroom up there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, honey, this is so charming.
This'll work, too.
Just for a second, Nick, just for a second, imagine. Imagine watching a blue-throated hummingbird suckle the nectar from a fresh hydrangea blossom while you free your mind to the creative impulses that have made every publishing empire great. This is not a dress rehearsal, Nick. Live the dream, baby. Live the dream.
Chuck claps his hands.
Would you guys like to see a tremendous view? Would you? Come on. Come on. The coup de grace. You're gonna love it.
Come on, baby.
You're gonna wanna get low coming through this door. The roof, I think you'll find the roof needs a little bit of work, so please be careful.
The handle comes off the roof door. Chuck tosses it away.
The property includes an apple orchard. There's some wild blackberries over here, some cedars. I don't even wanna tell you about the view of the lake from here. Breathe. Breathe in that rich, fresh air, Mr. Publisher. How about it? Oh, not so incidentally, they just built a brand new school down the road.
Really?
Newburgh is a really amazing place to raise a family.
Oh, it's just so beautiful, Chuck.
Well, you should see it. You should see it in the middle of the winter with a blanket of snow covering it. It's pretty as a postcard. Personally, I like to power walk through these woods, never mind the fact that of course, I used to do the walk competitively.
Really?
Yeah, I was an alternate to the 94 Goodwill Games in Russia.
A weather vane shaped like a fish falls off the gable behind them.
Like I say, she is a fixer-upper, but I happen to know the finest contractor in these parts. You give that gentleman a call, and one way to make your life a whole lot easier. So now, where do we stand there, Nestor?
I don't know, Chuck. I'm not really sure if this is the right place for us, you know. It's a little high-priced, and you're a little weird.
Oh, gosh. I actually scheduled a couple back-to-back with you guys. Larry? Bernice? Hello? Come in. Please make yourself at home.
Chuck points to the newcomers and mouthing, "I gotta go," walks off the roof deck through the small door. Nick turns to Suzanne.
So what you think?
I don't know. Can we really afford this house?
Of course, baby. With the advance, plus the money we saved on rent, we can buy this place two times over and have money to fix it up. And guess what? I can do the fixing.
I can barely get you to change a light bulb at the apartment.
So what? Look, take a look at this. A house is like a painting. Yeah. You can't really buy with your head. You gotta buy with your heart.
Yeah, honey, but we have to think with our heads right now. We gotta think about the kids, and we gotta think about the fact that it's the middle of the school year, and Lindsay has her friends, and she just met that nice boy in her math class.
There's plenty of stuff around here for Lindsay to do that have nothing to do with boys. And Kevin, this is perfect. Look at the nature. Look at the wilderness. We got a blueberry tree, baby.
Are we talking about the same kid? Because Kevin doesn't even go outside for recess.
That's why he needs a place like this. To toughen him up. Plus, I can take him fishing.
Who's going fishing?
Me.
You fish?
Oh, I can fish, baby.
Oh, when's the last time you went fishing?
Last time, matter of fact, it was before I met you. Last time I went fishing, and I don't know how to fish, but I can learn.
Uh-huh.
And then I could teach him, and we can bond.
We can bond.
And become a true family.
A true family.
Picture it. What you think?
He puts his arm around her.
I think there are a lot of rooms in this house that are gonna need breaking in.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the roof?
Roof isn't a bad place to start.
Come over here, drop it like it's hot, girl.
He falls off the roof deck onto the balcony of the master bedroom. Chuck is inside with the new couple. Nick leaps to his feet.
We'll take it.
Outside the apartment in Portland, a U-Haul trailer is hitched up to Nick's SUV and a removal van stands nearby. Nick comes out of the door with a Magic Johnson cutout and glances at Kevin, who has wound himself to a street sign with Coco's lead.
Good boy. Good boy.
He pats Coco and Kevin on the head.
Where'd she go?
She was just... I don't know.
There.
Nick spots Lindsay.
What you doing?
She's lying in front of the car. With a long face, she gets up and has a farewell group hug with her girlfriends.
You've done me wrong. Your time is up. You took a sip from the devil's cup.
The SUV and the U-Haul trailer drive over the bridge and out along the Columbia River into the wooded countryside.
Go back your best. Just who do you think you are?
At the new house, Nick takes the Magic Johnson cutout from the back of the van, props it up by the fireplace in the huge living room, and looks round proudly. Long-haired Suzanne in white top, white shorts and white boots packs groceries into the refrigerator, looks round the spacious kitchen and sighs with a happy smile. Lindsay puts shoes into the enormous fold-away closet shelves in her bedroom and grins. Kevin folds all his clothes into neat piles on his bed, then throws them up in the air in excitement. Nick sits down in the breakfast room with a massive sandwich. He turns to see Kevin being dragged over the lawn on his stomach, hanging onto Coco's lead. He shrugs and bites into his sandwich. Later, he opens the windows in the guest cottage. He is left holding the handles. He mimes closing them. In the kitchen, Suzanne tries a switch.
Hey, honey, do you know how this garbage disposal works? Because I've tried every single one of these switches.
What about this one? See? Everything is working out just like I promised.
The garbage disposal.
I can fix that.
Oh, you can fix that?
Hey, I hope we're not disturbing you. I'm Mr. Rooney. This is Mrs. Rooney.
Oh, so formal. Please call me Mrs. Rooney.
Well, we wanted to be the first to welcome you to the neighborhood.
Oh, we sure did.
We are the first, aren't we?
You're the first.
Oh.
Yes.
That looks gross, Kevin.
That fish put this town on the map.
That's... Oh, yeah. Sturgeon tastes a lot like chicken, only fishy.
Nice.
I think you're going to enjoy it. And even if you don't, it's dead.
Did you want to come inside for something to drink?
Oh, that's so sweet. But we don't really drink so early in the day around these parts.
Right.
But
No,
I meant, like, just a lemonade.
The Rooneys leave their huge uncooked sturgeon and drive off in their invalid scooter and sidecar. A family of scouts arrive with more sturgeon.
Boy, get them fish.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. Close the door.
A Sikh family.
What are you?
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
A family of black-haired Goths offer another fish.
Sturgeon, right? Give me the fish, man. Y'all get out of here before I call the cops.
Nick loads some fish into the freezer. Kevin waggles a fish.
Hey, Nick, I can't find Coco anywhere.
Give me that. Don't worry about Coco. He'll show up sooner or later. There's a lot of trees to pee on out there.
He turns to find both kids staring at him expectantly.
What you want me to do?
They give him a pleading look.
Coco!
Where's that dog?
Maybe we should go back. It's kind of scary, actually.
Scary? Well, it's beautiful out here. Look, you with the man. I was the man in the city, and I'm the man out here. Trust me, when you with me, it's nothing to be scared of.
He spots a small deer nearby.
But that!
Run! They race back through the woods. Suzanne serves sturgeon for supper.
Can you hear me now? Hello? Can you hear me now?
Off the phone, please. Here we are.
Oh, look at this. That's nice.
Yeah.
And look at us. One big happy family.
Yes, one big happy family. Lindsay, would you like to give thanks?
Why, are we going home?
This is our home.
Our real home, Mom. Where my friends are. Where I can get cell phone reception.
Lindsay, put away the phone, please. Kevin?
I don't like this fish.
Me neither. But it looks like we're gonna be eating this every day for the next 6 months. So get used to it.
Now, Lindsay, Grace.
Dear Lord, thank you for all the blessings that you gave us before they were taken away. Like my friends, the cell phone reception.
Whoa. Time out, I got this.
Please, honey.
Oh, patient and heavenly Father, who's probably 10 times more patient and heavenly than any stepfather should have to be.
Baby.
We give thanks. I know at times it seems like we're nothing but a bunch of back-talking sass mouths who don't know when we got it good in a nice, beautiful home.
The ceiling light drops on the table.
Wow, at least the table's strong.
Not anymore.
I can fix that.
He tries to.
Honey, I think you should just call the contractor.
Suzanne, the electrical parts alone is a 30% markup, and a contractor? You're talking about $125 an hour.
He falls from the ladder and every light in the house fuses. The utility pole outside shorts out. They're plunged into darkness.
Now do you want the number?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Contractor's here!
Chuck, wearing a hard hat, climbs out of a truck and lets Coco out of the back.
Coco! Coco!
Coco, sit.
Coco sits.
Jojuba.
Lies.
Coco, you leak.
And plays dead.
Junta.
Coco sits up.
Wow. How did you do that?
That's German. It's the language of discipline. I was fortunate a couple of years back to be able to spend some time and study with the Friars of Mesquite.
I found Coco out by the highway there, but it's no problem because he had his tags on.
Chuck, what you doing here?
I got a message down at the office that you were looking for a contractor.
But you're the local real estate guy.
Yes, I am. I'm also the local contractor. Gee, I love it. What's that smell?
50 pounds of fish. Do you know the power went out in here last night?
On it.
Chuck looks at the fuse box.
Ruh-roh.
What you mean, ruh-roh?
Nick, when exactly did you buy this home?
Are you serious? You know exactly when I bought this dump, because you're the one sold it to us.
And that's what makes it so very unpleasant for me to have to be the one to tell you that your home's electrical system is shot.
Well, all right. Flag on the plate. Why didn't you tell us this when you showed us the house?
Nick, in all fairness, I did have my realtor's cap on. And, you know, might remember that great blue blazer and khakis. My contractor's hat was safely at home in the closet. They're two distinctly different chapeaux, but they definitely should have told you when you had the place inspected.
How's it going, guys?
Nick didn't have this dump inspected.
I had it inspected. It was inspected.
Chuck raises his eyebrows. Nick looks shifty.
It was just inspected by me.
Honey, how could you not hire an inspector? We talked about this. How could you be so irresponsible? I trusted you on this.
Don't blame me. It's his fault.
Well, how was it Chuck's fault?
He lied.
No, he didn't. You was just too cheap to hire an inspector.
That's besides the point.
Ooh.
They're kicking, aren't they?
Feels like they're playing soccer.
You okay?
Chuck kneels and puts his ear to Suzanne's belly.
They say that the move was very traumatic for them and that you shouldn't sleep on your right side.
How do you know, Chuck?
I'm a baby whisperer.
A baby what?
A ditaka. Also, they'd love it if you could lay off the Indian food. Curry is a no-no.
Oh, brother.
Unfortunately, you gotta upgrade the main panel and pull all the wires.
That just sounds like a bigger job.
Oh, crap.
He picks up some animal dung from the lawn.
You got raccoons?
He sniffs it.
Oh, yeah. Raccoons that like corn nuts. Word to the wise. Careful with those raccoons. They're vicious.
Hey, Chuck. When it comes to this electrical stuff, how much is it gonna cost?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Home this size, you're looking at 800? 1,000?
Get off my property.
Nick calls a Russian repairman.
I might fix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Perfect. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm professional.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Serge.
Call me again.
Lindsay is sitting on the porch wall, reading.
Did you see that? Look and learn, little girl. $150. Painless.
Are you sure it's safe?
Of course it's safe. He said all we gotta do is not use the microwave and the toaster at the same time.
Lindsay throws him a look.
That's just common sense.
That night, Nick, in pajamas, tries the bedside light.
$8,000. I knew that dude Chuck was a crook the minute I met him.
Well, honey, I think you're a little bit stressed out with the move and everything. And, you know, there's one thing that we haven't been able to do in this big old drafty mansion.
Insulation. That'll be perfect. If we do that, we'll save a lot of money on heating bills.
Baby, I was actually thinking of something else we could do to stay nice and warm.
I know what you're thinking.
They both look up at the ceiling.
Honey, what was that?
The raccoon.
He's on the roof?
Yeah. You gotta show him who's boss. If you don't do that, you'll never get rid of him.
Baby, but Chuck says they're vicious.
Yeah, if you're a baby whisperer. But me, I'm the man.
You are the man.
You got my back?
Got your back.
Watch this.
He goes out onto the bedroom balcony with a mop and a torch. A bandit-faced raccoon is on the sloping roof, munching at a bag of corn nuts. The raccoon ignores him.
Is that my corn nuts? You should know not to mess with a man's nuts. Be prepared to pay the ultimate price.
Honey, what are you doing out there?
Step back, baby. Uh-huh. What you want to do? Huh? Look, he ain't even running. You think he bad? You think you bad?
The raccoon bares its teeth.
I dealt with rats in the city bigger than you, boy.
The kids look out.
The kids, go to bed. I got this.
He raises them up.
Baby!
I got it!
The raccoon covers its eyes and Nick falls through the porch roof.
Did I get him?
The raccoon looks down through the hole.
No!
The raccoon speaks.
Sucker!
A sheriff's vehicle, a city inspector's car, and a truck with a hydraulic cherry picker drive up to the house. A worker goes up in the cherry picker to the electrical connection on the utility pole. The inspector marches to the front door. Nick opens the door.
Nicholas J. Persons?
Chuck?
Charles Mitchell, city inspector. We got a problem. Let's go.
What's with the badge, Chuck? Look, I don't have time for none of this, okay? So make it quick.
Sir, you can't just go around tapping into other people's power supplies. It's dangerous, it's against the law, and quite frankly, Mr. Persons, it's rude.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and guess that work wasn't done by a licensed contractor.
I didn't even know they was gonna leave it like that.
You went ahead and availed yourself to the cheap, unskilled labor pool that congregates outside the hardware store, didn't you? I know. Tell you what I'm gonna do. For your future reference, I'm gonna provide you with a list of all the licensed bonded contractors we have here in the local vicinity.
It's one Chuck Mitchell.
I am also going to fine you $1,000 for breaking the law.
What? $1,000?
If I thought you knew what you were doing, you'd be facing serious jail time, so consider yourself lucky. We're shutting your power down until further notice.
What am I supposed to do? Build a windmill?
Well, that's not a bad idea, so long as you contact the city zoning officer first. Quality guy. Would you like his card?
No more cards.
Fair enough, I'm out of here.
Hey, wait a minute, Chuck, come on, man. It's me, Nick. Help me get my power back on.
I'm the city inspector, Mr. Persons. Restoring power is a little beyond my purview.
Okay, I know what this is. I've not seen this one before. What's it gonna take?
You realize if I accepted that, I'd have to arrest myself on the spot. And I'm not that guy.
But you're a contractor.
But I'm not wearing that hat right now.
Nick glances round.
Well, you can put it on.
Chuck glances into his car.
It's your lucky day. It happens to be in the car.
He swaps shades and baseball cap for a hard hat.
Oh, my God. Oh, would they shut you down? The heartless bureaucrats, they're the worst.
Can you help me?
Well, restoring power is not as easy as it sounds. It just might take a couple of days.
A couple of days? Man, I'm trying to launch a magazine. All right? What am I supposed to do without a computer?
We're going to get your power back on for you. It's not even going to be an issue. Trust me.
Soon there are contractors all over the house. Nick is in the breakfast room working on a manual typewriter. Suzanne brings him a sandwich.
Here you go, honey.
Huh?
Your sandwich.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Okay.
Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, Chuck, come on in.
It smells so good. Are those sandwiches?
Oh, yes. Sturgeon salad. Would you like one?
I propose.
Oh, no, Chuck. Anything for you?
Hey, man. What's with all the racket? I'm trying to work.
Oh, we had to saw off the old breaker box. I like the mustard on there. Oh. I'm a big mustard guy. But you should be good now. We'll have you up and running in a jiff. That's Magic Johnson. That's my guy. That's my main man.
Did I tell you I was on the 86 Lakers?
No.
Yes, indeedy, sweetie.
I had 38 seconds in playing time. It was game two of the final, and Big Game James went down with a bad wheel, so we're up by 20, and they put me in.
Check it out, Nicker. Get a hold of the purple and gold.
He flashes a Lakers tattoo.
That's commitment, eh?
When you do, talk to the Magic Man. Tell him Chuck Dog said, holla.
That's what's up.
Holla.
Thank you so much. Anyway, the good news is
we're getting a power up in line.
He leans on a wall and his hand goes straight through it.
The bad news is you got dry rot.
Dry? Dry what?
Can I tell you something? This is the most incredible sandwich. You know your way around the sturgeon.
Wait a minute. Back to the dry rot. I mean, how big is this problem?
Well, it could be considerable, but you don't have to worry about a thing. I know the best dry rot guys in Newburgh County.
In the garden.
How's the guy situation out there?
Nothing at all. No cuties, no nothing.
Girl, I feel sorry for you.
A VW camper comes up the drive.
I don't want to move here in the first place.
A painted sign on the side of the vehicle reads Pulu Brothers, Dry Rot Specialists. Two beefy Hawaiians get out, followed by a slim teenager. He catches Lindsay's eye, and they flash each other an approving smile.
I gotta go.
Nick, Chuck, and the beefy brothers watch the boys sniff at the hole in the wall.
Yep. You got the rot, bruh.
Nick takes a skeptical sniff.
How you know?
Nick! Whoa.
What?
He's not aware. Nick, the Pulu family has been in the dry rot business for 3 generations. Hawaiians know the dry rot better than the rest of us because the island is so darn wet.
Well, then why do they call it dry rot?
That's a misnomer. Listen carefully. Billy and George here, they're highly skilled craftsmen, very much in demand. But Danny, gosh, he's got a gift. He's an artist. And if he says you've got the rot, you've got the rot, bruh.
Okay, say I got the rot, bruh. I mean, can't we live with it?
Can you live with a wood rotting fungi that colonizes and spreads to every timber in your home, leading to the formation of a mold which can produce airborne pathogens that might infect every member of your family, causing conjunctivitis, hypersensitivity, pneumonitis, and I'm not gonna lie to you here, Nick, allergic bronchopulmonary aspergillosis.
Oh yeah, no problem.
No. I think they should fix it now. You know, that is because we don't want it to spread and kill us all, right?
Don't you got some clothes to go put on or something?
Ma, go.
Lindsay goes. Nick catches Danny watching her.
Right here. All right, how much is it gonna cost me?
Tough to predict.
It's like that.
Do what you gotta do, all right? Do what you gotta do. But you gotta put on these, because you're kind of fat, and I don't want you scuffing up my floors.
Don't be a hick, Nick. These guys are professionals.
Nice booty.
Meaning the shoe protector.
Talking about this.
Give it up.
Nick snatches it back.
Yes, ma'am. I understand you guys need all the questions. I have them right here in front of me. But I'm in the process of relocating offices, and maybe I can fax them to you later on today, or tomorrow, maybe the next day or the day after that.
As long as we make our deadline.
Okay. Thanks. Tell Magic I said hey.
Will do.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The two brothers come to the open window of the cottage where Nick keeps his golden football.
Pika, bro. What up, man?
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. P. We just need you to look sign off on phase one of the dry rot repair.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Nice. Georgie, go long!
Hey, no. Georgie, you don't have to go long. I'll just meet y'all out front. So, how many phases is it?
Just 2.
Oh, so you guys halfway through? Oh, man, that's painless.
They stroll up the porch steps and into the house. Nick gapes and almost chokes. There's wood and plaster everywhere, and most of the internal walls have gone. The brothers stop him falling. Chuck and Kevin come in.
What is this?
Phase one.
Phase one?
Hey, Nickaroo.
You. Where you been, man?
Oh, Suzanne was feeling a little tired, so I picked up Kevo and we were shooting some hoop.
What is wrong with you? Man, you know this boy got asthma. He can't shoot no hoops.
He cured it, just like that, with something called the goji
berries.
Listen.
Check it out. Inhale love, exhale inclusion. It's a little trick I picked up during a fast with His Holiness and Dharmasala. And finish.
Yeah, well, His Holiness doesn't have to deal with his mother. You keep your inhaler.
It was no bother. Heck, we had to stop off at Fred's hardware store to pick you up a new tankless water heater. Your old one's shot.
Oh, so now you're going out and buying things without even asking me first.
I don't know what to tell you. It's a tankless job.
I did not.
Good one, Chuck.
Good one, Chuck.
Nick glares them into silence.
Oh, what a great kid. Holy moly, does he have a terrific jump shot. Honest to goodness, if he grows another 6 feet, he's going to be unstoppable.
Hey, Nick, look what Chuck got me. Isn't it awesome?
Oh, yeah.
Kevin fires a nail gun, and a pigeon falls from the rafters.
Wait, give me that. Fire. Give me this. What'd be awesome is if you was here to keep these linebackers from tearing up my house.
Dry rot is a tricky thing. You never really know how much damage there is.
Till you get into it.
It's like I always say, it's gonna get ugly before it gets pretty. Let me tell you something. We're gonna get your walls back up for you, and your home is gonna be stronger for it.
It better be. If not, I'm holding you personally responsible. So I want you to be the one to keep your eye on this whole project. A very close eye. Do you understand me?
Close eyes. I hear you loud and clear. Nickaroo. With the gun.
And put on some booties.
Next morning in the breakfast room.
It's Sunday morning, Nick. Isn't it so nice to have the house to ourselves?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A 70s silver Airstream caravan backs into the garden.
What's this?
Chuck jumps out.
Ha!
The family hurry towards him.
Hey.
What's up, Nick?
What you doing?
Mermy said keep a close eye on the project.
So you going camping?
That's crazy talk. I'm moving in.
Chuck, what about your wife? Doesn't she want you home?
I don't even want him home. I know she don't.
Don't worry about the missus. Ellie's on tour over in China for 3 months.
What? 3 months?
Yeah. She's a country singer. You wouldn't believe the way the Chinese love their country music.
But this ain't gonna take 3 months.
You're right. Could take longer. But don't worry about me. You won't even know I'm here. What's that, you guys? Let's get out there before the sun gets too hot.
Get out where?
Chuck's taking us fishing.
The sturgeon are running. It's gonna be fantastic. You wanna come?
Oh, Chuck, that is a great idea.
No, I can't go fishing. That's a bad idea.
Why?
I got too much work to do. I gotta set traps in case that raccoon comes back. You know those are vicious animals, baby.
Well, come on, Nick. Water's not that deep.
I don't care about that.
Wait a minute, Nick. Are you afraid of the water?
Honey.
No, that's ridiculous.
By no, he means yes. And by ridiculous, he means terrified.
And he did promise that he'd teach Kevin how to fish.
Okay, all right, fine. I'll go fishing. Fine.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chuck.
Don't mention it.
Later, Nick, trussed up in waterproofs and a life jacket, thrashes about in a kayak. Kevin and Lindsay watch him, quite at home in theirs.
I hate this. I'm gonna let y'all know right now, I hate this.
Come on.
You know what? I think I just swallowed a bug.
As Nick paddles towards Chuck and the children, a huge sturgeon, 7 or 8 feet long, circles his kayak.
Y'all see that?
Stop messing around, Nick. Come on.
For real, I think we need a bigger boat. I'm not playing.
No, come on. Just take your rod and cast away.
Don't tell me nothing about fishing, okay? I was the king of gold fish in my neighborhood. It shouldn't be hard, just...
Capsizes and hangs upside down. The gigantic sturgeon swims up. Nick screams. The sturgeon screams and flees. Nick rights himself and the kayak.
I saw a shark down there!
Oh, Nick, nice barrel roll. Just real nice.
That's it. I'm gone.
Slapping his paddle net clear of the water, Nick tries to get to the shore. Reaching the shallows, he struggles out of the kayak.
Hey, Nick.
What?
I'd be careful.
Don't worry about me. I'm on land now. I got this.
He takes a step and goes under. That night, with Chuck listening to Johnny Cash in his Airstream, Nick lies in bed next to Suzanne.
I gotta fire Chuck.
Why, because he made you go fishing?
No, because he's tearing up our house.
No, it's gonna get ugly before it gets pretty, Nick.
Uh-uh. Don't you start quoting him like he's some kind of oracle, because he's not. He's an idiot.
He's sweet.
Nick gives her a look.
What?
Nothing.
Suzanne puts down her book.
Nick, I know this has been so hard for everybody with this house, and you're used to being a bachelor, and now you've got me and the kids and the responsibilities of this house. I know you're under a lot of pressure, honey.
She touches her side.
Oh my goodness. Come here. Feel this. Touch it right here. Do you feel him?
What's that, his butt?
I think so. Isn't that the coolest thing?
They look up at the noise.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Honey, is that the raccoon?
No. Raccoon made a scuffling sound. That was more like a rustle.
Nick puts on his slippers and creeps over to the fireplace in his pajamas.
I think it's in the chimney.
He grabs a hearth brush. A bat flies out of the fireplace. It flies out of the open window.
I guess I showed him.
Yeah.
Nick swaggers.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. That's right. Might want to close that flue, though.
Dozens of bats fly into the room. Suzanne ducks under the bedclothes. Nick runs out past the kids and dashes downstairs. He makes a dash for the front door, followed by hundreds of bats. As he careers down the steps, Chuck jumps out of the Airstream with two pistols. He points them. Nick ducks as Chuck fires two flares up into the sky, scaring off the bats.
Looks like we better put a cap on that chimney. These guys will drive you batty. Hey, neighbor.
Sick of you.
Next morning, contractors' trucks swarm over the drive. In the bathroom, the door to the private toilet is shut.
Chuck!
With builder's crack on show, the Hawaiians check for more dry rot. Nick steps through what used to be the breakfast room French windows.
What?
Chuck is by Mike, the plumber's van.
Hey, Chuck.
Yep.
What's going on with my glass door?
Frame rotted. Ripped it out, ordered you a new one. Triple pane, xenon filled, pricey, yes, but it'll probably pay for itself in 15, 20 years, max.
Okay, what's going on with the water, man? I need the water back on.
Oh, I'm guessing you didn't get the memo. I posted it on the fridge late last night. Water off, 8 a.m. sharp. Dad, I don't want you to spiral into a worry tizzy about the H2O. It turns out your water is pure as driven snow. It's the pipes that are the problem. They're completely corroded. Mike, you want to show them?
I pulled this disgusting piece of galvanized pipe from under your house. Can you see through that?
Mike wears dark glasses.
Huh? Yeah, I don't think so. That was your artery? You'd be dead by now, buddy. Or one side of your body will be, like, totally paralyzed.
Show him just exactly what you plan to replace it with.
Mike brings out a new pipe.
Ta-da! This is one-inch copper piping. I'm gonna use this for all the verticals, half-inch for all the horizontals. Your water pressure's gonna be hovering at around 150 PSI. Give or take a PSI.
Is that good?
That is insane!
Insane, huh? Insane sounds expensive.
Mike and Chuck snigger.
Hey, Chuck, I like this guy.
He's a boss.
He's funny. All right, fellas. Let's go lay some pipe.
Mike picks up a white stick and taps his way into the depths of the garden. His two workmen, also with white sticks, follow.
Come on, fellas, this way. Through the bedroom.
Nick and Suzanne are in bed reading.
So Chuck thinks we should try the Bradley method.
What's the Bradley method?
It's natural childbirth. And you know what else he was telling me? We should actually consider a home birth.
Home birth?
Mm-hmm.
With doctors coming all in the house and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you know, we could always have a midwife.
You mean Chuck?
He studied in Switzerland.
So?
What do you mean, so?
I don't want him coming nowhere near you. The thought of Chuck just makes my stomach hurt.
All right, well, guess we'll just have to talk about it later.
She turns out the light.
Good night.
Chuck.
Nick.
Rubbing his stomach and grimacing, Nick throws back the duvet, puts on his slippers, and shuffles towards the bathroom.
Ah, Chuck.
He glances out onto the landing. A chipmunk is chewing a pack of Tums indigestion tablets.
Hey there, little buddy. Chuck making your stomach hurt, too?
He crouches down.
Yeah, go ahead, help yourself. It's okay. You seem like a nice guy.
Nick reaches down to it.
Come to me.
The chipmunk jumps up onto the palm of his hand.
Hey there, little buddy. Oh, you want to be my friend, don't you? The truth be told, I need a...
An owl flies in through the window, snatches the chipmunk, and flaps away.
Oh.
Nick picks up the tablet the chipmunk was chewing and pops it in his mouth. He glances into Lindsay's bedroom. The lights are on and the bed is empty. He goes to Kevin's room and switches on a light.
Where is she?
She went to a party at Danny's house.
Dry rot, Danny?
Kevin nods. An Hawaiian party is in full swing at the Pulu's house. Guests draped in garlands mingle round the pool. Lindsay, grinning from ear to ear, sings into a microphone as she dances arm in arm with Danny. Shares the microphone with her for the chorus, then watches admiringly as Lindsay, in a low-cut sleeveless red dress with a full skirt, swings her hips in a slinky dance across the lawn. Other guests and parents cheer as Lindsay finishes her carrier. Danny hugs Lindsay and leads her towards the house where a room has been set aside for dancing. Inside, he takes her hands, holding them high as they both sway to the music. Out on the road, Chuck drives Nick towards the party.
Thanks for picking me up, man.
I remember sneaking out of my bedroom when I was that age.
Nick glowers.
Sweet stolen kisses in the night. Sometimes more than kisses, right?
Wrong.
Right?
Wrong.
Right?
Wrong.
Whatever they're doing, I'm sure it's perfectly innocent. For goodness sake, she's almost grown up. She's 15.
She's only 13. Practically a baby. I really don't want to have this conversation with you. Enough of this.
Easy there, partner. That's my wife.
That's your wife?
Yeah.
This is your wife?
Right there.
Nick looks at the pretty brunette pictured on a CD cover. At the party, Lindsay is draped around Danny as they slow dance.
I love the way your family treats you like an adult. Ever since Mom married Nick, I've been treated like a kid.
Well, you're way too grown up and pretty for that.
He twirls her under his arm and leans her over backwards.
Lindsay!
Nick?
Danny drops her.
You're busted. Now get up, because you're grounded. And you, you're fired.
Whoa, bruh. Hang loose.
Bruh, you fired too. And your little brother. So hang loose with that, bruh.
I hate you.
I'm not exactly your biggest fan right now either. Go wait in the car. Chuck, let's go.
Outside, Chuck is dancing bare-chested with a fire pole blazing at both ends.
Chuck! Chuck!
Oh, Nick.
Disappointed, Chuck tosses the fire pole away. Next day, in the breakfast room.
Hoodly-doo-da-day. That was quite a night last night, huh, Nick? Hey, Lindsay.
Good morning, Lindsay. Lindsay, good morning. Good morning.
Lindsay takes a juice carton and goes.
Looks like she's still mad at you.
Yeah, well, this ain't a popularity contest.
Nick goes into the hallway.
Nick?
Most of the floor has been taken up.
Chuck! Come here, man.
Chuck looks at the raised floorboards and turns to Nick.
Need a hug?
No, I don't need a hug. I need my floors back.
It's termites, Nick. Straight up had to go.
Nick goes. Chuck holds out his arms again.
Want that hug now?
I'm getting tired of this.
Nick wakes from napping on the guest cottage sofa.
You have one message.
Mr. Persons, love the magazine idea, but you are 1 month late with the cover. I've stalled the board as long as I can. Now it's my job on the line. So, Nick, if you can't get magic, we'll have to move on. Of course, that means refunding your substantial cash advance. I know you understand. Thanks, doll. Call me.
Nick goes back to the house to find Chuck leading a birthing class for Suzanne and several other couples.
And wives, let's inhale, taking in another deep breath, and give it away on sound. Ha-ha-ma. There we are. And wives are now completely relaxed.
What's going on here?
Nick.
We're doing a sympathetic breathing and birth.
Shut up. I can't believe you're doing this with him.
I can't believe you forgot about our class.
Inhaling and staying in the exercise.
I'm trying to fix our house, which is supposed to be Chuck's job.
Don't blame Chuck. He's really helping me right
Big breath.
Now.
Big breath.
Chuck sits behind Suzanne, raising her arms.
By rubbing all on you?
No, Nick, by supporting me.
I support you. I support her. I'm just trying to build our dream house for us and the kids, that's all. Y'all just get back to relaxing. Rub on the belly or something.
You know, one of our mantras, Nick, is that coupling is participation.
I know.
What we're gonna do now is take our hand and go in a circular motion around and around. That's the baby's house. Be very gentle. Around. This may not be the best time to tell you, but your house needs a whole new foundation. Don't let that interrupt the flow.
That's it!
Nick picks up a long stick and chases Chuck out of the front door.
No! Oh, well, somebody's having a bad day. Now be careful with that. That is New England mahogany trim. I bent over backwards to get that for you. What is up, Nick?
This is what's up. Bite me!
No!
Yeah, you knew this was a piece of junk the minute you sold it to me.
I'll tell you what I knew. I knew the minute I met you that this home was meant for you. You just needed a little push.
Well, here's my push.
Chuck leaps over the stick.
I should warn you, Nick. I am trained in capoeira, the Brazilian dance of war.
Yeah, I don't know karate, but I know crazy.
Chuck kicks the stick out of Nick's hand and trips him up. Chuck catches the stick and almost skewers Nick.
Whoa, that was a close one. Once it gets going, man, is it hard to stop.
Cut off me. You are fired.
What? Nick. Nick, go back. Come on, you can't blame me for all this.
Oh, I can, and I will, and I do. I blame you for everything, Chuck. It's all your fault. I'm blaming you for the ozone layer, global warming, the price on gas. It's all your fault. So get off my property, get out my face, and get out my life.
No, Nick. The good news here is that all we need is some therapy. Nick, we can work our way through this, and guess what? I'm a licensed couples therapist, I am. I see this kind of tension happening between contractors and clients all the time. It's the bread and butter of my practice, but just admit this one thing to me. One thing.
What?
You never would have bought this place if it hadn't been for me.
Exactly.
Why is that? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why that is. Because I knew what you didn't. Yes, I knew there was more work to be done here. But I also knew the value of this place. I knew that when you were done, that this was gonna be a beautiful home for you and your family, not some stinking house. I got them up to here, they're a dime a dozen. But a home, Nick. This is it.
You're home.
Does this look like a home to you?
Chuck is stumped.
This is a mess. I need you out of here right now.
Look, if you can't see the value of a home as opposed to a house, maybe I'm not your guy.
Chuck slowly walks down the deck towards his truck and Airstream caravan. Mike and the other contractors start to pack up too.
Whoa. Where y'all going?
It's called loyalty, Mr. Persons. We work for Chuck. And if he goes, we go.
Well, then go. I don't need none of you. I could do it myself.
Nick steps back towards the breakfast room. The new French windows have been fitted. He falls flat on his back as the last of the vehicles drives away. Later, he slaps a for sale sign down on the kitchen table.
I don't know what you were thinking, Nick. When you come to your senses, you're going to realize that we're going to have to hire Chuck back.
What? Oh, no. That's never going to happen, all right? Nobody takes me for a ride, so he's never stepping foot in this house again.
Chuck is caring, and he cares about this family.
Family? What he needs to do is move back with his own family. It's not normal for a contractor to live with his clients, Suzanne.
I understand that, but it's been fun having him around, Nick, and he's great with the kids.
No, he's not. He's the one tearing this family apart. That's what he's doing.
He's the one tearing this family apart? You're the one tearing this family apart, Nick.
Me?
Yes, you. With your insane obsession with this house.
You don't have to worry about that anymore. Got the perfect idea. This house is driving everybody crazy, so I say we just move on and cut our losses.
Oh, and where are we gonna go, Nick? To your condo?
Anywhere but here.
He grabs the sign.
Nick, we cannot keep uprooting our family like this.
Who was the one crying that we needed a bigger place? All right, now I wouldn't be stuck with this dump if it wasn't for you and these ungrateful kids.
Nick.
Suzanne, I didn't mean that.
No.
Hold on.
No.
I didn't mean that.
Don't touch me right now.
I'm just under so much pressure.
And I'm not under pressure? I'm the one who's having babies that I'm not even sure you want.
Suzanne turns and waddles away up the stairs. In the bedroom, she packs clothes into a bag. Nick comes and stands in the doorway.
I really think you're overreacting.
I think we need to spend some time apart, Nick.
Come on, now.
When we first got here, these kids were not happy about being here, but now they're vested in this. So what are we gonna do, just take that all away from them because it's getting difficult? Is that the first thing you wanna teach Kevin, that when the going gets tough, you just quit? You should try putting that on the cover of your magazine.
She picks up the bag.
Look at you. I mean, you quitting on me right now?
I am not quitting. I just need time to think.
She goes downstairs.
Suzanne, where are you gonna go?
Later, Nick sits with his head in his hands on the porch steps. Lindsay and Kevin come out of the front door with bags and holdalls.
Oh, not you guys, too.
Just cutting our losses.
Kevin, I know you understand.
Not now, Nick. I'm busy.
Well, you gonna thank me when we out of here. You city kids, and you know it.
He sees the dog lying on the lawn.
Coco, get in the house. I said get in the house, you ignorant mutt.
Coco, come in house. Chill.
Coco follows the kids towards the guest cottage.
Coco!
Nick shrugs helplessly.
I'm sorry.
That night, as rain lashes down, he carries the for sale sign down to the front wall of the garden. He looks over at the warm light from the cottage window and sees Suzanne and the children having supper. Nick hammers the for sale sign into the soft earth. He almost gets struck by lightning. He lies in bed, brooding. A drip splashes onto his forehead. He looks up. Another drip follows. Water starts to trickle through the ceiling. Nick throws back the duvet and gets out of bed. Wearing waterproofs, he hauls sheets of timber up to the roof deck and hammers them down over the exposed roof trusses. still working as the sun comes up and has all of the exposed beams covered with sheet ply. Only the corner tower remains open to the sky. Suzanne looks out of the guest cottage window, shakes her head and smiles. And Nick hits his thumb with the hammer. Later, with a DIY book open in front of him, Nick cuts timber with a circular saw. In the garden, he tries and fails to split a log with an axe. But he soon gets the hang of it. Sheltering under umbrellas, Suzanne and the children carry shopping from the car to the cottage. By the cottage door, Nick has made a neat pile of split logs. Suzanne glances up at the house as she goes inside. Lindsay makes a fire. Nick, drill in hand, looks down from the house to see smoke coming from the cottage chimney. A slow smile spreads across his chunky face. Later, he steps out onto the porch to see Kevin fishing in the ornamental pond by the cottage. He comes and sits beside him.
What you doing?
Jason Winchell caught an 8-pound bass with his dad and brought it to school. Well, actually, just a head. But it was so big, you could fit your whole hand in its mouth. Chuck was supposed to take me fishing. That is, until you fired him.
You know what? Why don't we just go now?
Really?
Come on, try.
Nick takes the rod, and soon they're both sitting at the end of a jetty overlooking a lake, fishing.
Hey, I know it's been kind of hard making the move and all. And I haven't actually been around. Well, I've been around, but I haven't been around. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to let you know that all that's gonna change. Because FYI, I think you're a cool son.
Thanks. And you're a cool dad.
Kevin is yanked into the water.
Kevin!
Nick jumps in after him. Underwater, he can see Kevin floating a few yards away. He swims towards him, grabs him, and hauls him out onto the jetty.
What was that?
I don't know, but he messed with the wrong kid.
Nick ducks back underwater. A huge sturgeon swims towards him. Nick wrestles the sturgeon like Tarzan wrestling a crocodile. He gets it up onto the jetty.
You tell Jason Winchell that the fish he caught wasn't nothing but bait, baby. Yeah!
Later, the kids stroll past Nick on their way to school.
Hey. Hold up. I'm getting something. Lunch money.
Thanks. Bye.
Nick snatches the note from Lindsay's outstretched hand.
How's your mother?
She's fine. You're not gonna have a heart attack out here, are you?
If I do, just pull my body behind the shed.
My pleasure.
She takes the money.
Lindsay, I know you're still mad at me, but I'm trying to get it right. It's a new family, a new house. It's all new to me, but I'll try to be more understanding. Okay. I probably should have handled the party a little differently.
I'm sorry, Nick. I should have asked you.
She grins.
Does this mean I can see Danny again?
Don't push it. Go ahead and make your bus.
Good morning, Mr. Rooney.
Hey, sweetie.
Mr. Rooney pulls up on his invalid scooter and sidecar.
For you?
Thanks.
Thought maybe you could use this.
A flask of coffee.
How's the house coming?
It's coming.
Hey, how is Chuck doing?
Don't know and don't care.
Boy, I hope he's okay. This is a tough time of year for him.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
You know, his wife. He lost his wife a few years back around this time of year. You didn't know, did you? Oh, yeah, she was really something special. He's never been the same since. She was his entire world.
Nick heaves a sigh and later pulls up outside a house on a leafy street in town. Chuck's Airstream caravan is parked outside. Nick knocks on the caravan's screen door. Chuck appears at the door in shorts and a shirt.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I heard about Ellie. Come in.
Nick follows him inside. There are CD cases and photos of Ellie on the walls. One photo shows Chuck in a Lakers outfit chasing Magic Johnson down a basketball court. Others show Chuck holding a baby and with Ellie in a recording studio.
Hey, get a little organic herbal mate going here.
Thanks.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, shoot.
When I was working on your home with you, to me, it felt like family. It felt like the special stuff, you know, the stuff you hang on to. Stuff that's gone missing around here for quite some time. It's funny, I can't even go inside anymore.
Nick glances back at Chuck's house.
Look, Nick, I know I screwed your life up. And I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, you had no idea.
You didn't screw my life up. I did. And you'll always be a part of my family.
Chuck sits back and swallows hard.
I actually came over here to make sure you was okay.
Tell you the truth, I was so upset about how things were going over at your place, I went ahead and let Magic know that you really, really need to speak to him.
Man, that's great. That's great, man. I really need it.
While I was at it, I also happened to have put my realtor's cap on, and I made a couple of phone calls. I got a Russian banker coming out here next Friday. Just might be very motivated. If you get the roof up on that place, you might be able to flip it, get out from underneath the whole thing.
Well, let me get the roof.
Do you have a nail gun with an air compressor, the whole unit?
I'm old school with it.
Well, you're doing it old school between now and next Friday. Maybe just borrow mine. That'd be good.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for everything.
Yeah.
They shake hands. Chuck, his eyes welling up, watches Nick go. Later, Nick's working on felting the roof. He looks down from the roof and sees the Pulu Brothers VW camper pull up in the drive, followed by the trucks of all the other construction teams. He opens the front door to find Lindsay standing with Grandma Pulu and the three brothers.
You can ground me later, but right now you need help.
Nick comes down the porch steps towards them. Billy Pulu prods Danny.
Mr. P, the little Pulu has something to tell you.
Billy slaps Danny on the side of the head.
I'm sorry about the party. Should have never taken Lindsay without asking you.
You got that right.
And if it's all right with you, me and my brothers would really like to finish this job.
Chuck arrives.
Hey, fellas! I got some great news. Tremendous news. We are not just working on a house anymore. From now on, we're committing to finishing a home. You heard it, baby. We're gonna finish Nick's home. Check that for dry rot.
To Nick.
You. I'm so darn proud of you right now. You're making me feel a little nickel-a-docious. I'm not gonna lie to you. I just wanna give you a hug on your nickel back, my old knickerbocker, my nick at night, nick-a-doo-da-dee.
Enough.
Well, you caught me just in the nick o time. Is it a blessing or a curse?
Everyone gets busy. Danny and Lindsay fix shingles onto the walls. Chuck twirls his hammer like a six-shooter as he fixes down the roofing felt. Mike, the blind plumber, solders pipes. Danny and Lindsay finish laying the porch deck and high-five each other. The two huge Hawaiians, Georgie and Billy, shovel down burgers as they tidy away their stuff. Grout goes on the new tiles. Battens go down over the new roofing felt. Kevin and Nick fix a porch deck to Coco's kennel. Nick spins the kennel's bone-shaped weather vane. It falls off. Nick fixes a front doorbell.
Go ahead, try it.
He pulls Kevin's hand away.
Let's go.
Nick walks down the stone path to the cottage. As he's about to knock on the door, Suzanne opens it, breathing hard.
Suzanne.
Nick.
Now, before you say anything, I need to get this out, okay?
Okay.
Now, you was right, and I was a fool. A house is just a house, and
It'll never be a home without you and the kids. And
yes, baby, I get it.
I'm almost finished. Would you please consider forgiving me and coming back home?
Babies,
you know, we can work on that once you drop those two. You know, I don't think it's a good idea to...
Babies, Nick.
Oh, babies. Oh, okay. Well, let me get you to the car. Come on.
Okay. Honey, how far is the hospital?
About a half hour.
Oh, no, Nick, we can't wait that long.
We gotta wait that long because that's where the doctors and the nurses and all the equipment... Ow,
honey,
you're hurting my hand now.
What is happening now?
Now?
Now!
Okay, kids, get them bags in the house. Look, your mom about to have what she always wanted, a home birth.
They all rush into the house.
Oh, I love the floors, Teak.
Oh, no, that's Babinga. Oh.
They help her into the bedroom.
Think slow down. I'm hot.
Hurry up.
I'm hot. Get it off.
Well, what now?
I don't know. I thought you knew.
Suzanne presses her belly and mouths something.
What you trying to say, baby?
Chop!
Oh, Nick!
Oh, this way!
Chop! Oh, Nick, I'm gonna kill you.
For what?
You did this to me.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Nickster, how we... You what? Oh. Okay. Keep this line open. Chuck is in the truck.
Grinning like a Cheshire cat, Chuck jumps out of the Airstream and runs to his truck. It won't start.
Oh, come on!
He casts an agonized look towards his house.
Okay. Baby, is he on his way?
That was him. He's on his way. Okay. Don't worry about nothing. Everything's gonna
sure?
be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, go wait for Chuck downstairs.
He comes out of his house dressed in his Goodwill Games tracksuit and starts power walking out into the countryside.
Hello? Nick? Yeah, Chuck had a little trouble with the truck, but don't worry, I'm on my way.
Man, just tell me what to do.
Okay, now tell Suzanne to stay calm and to breathe.
Okay, you got to stay calm and breathe.
I'm breathing.
She's breathing.
Good, now tell her to relax. Maybe do the color imaging we worked so very hard on.
Baby, relax!
Honey, I'm relaxing.
Don't yell at me.
Honey, I'm not yelling.
Keep her breathing, Nick. Put Lindsay on the phone, would you please?
He wants to talk to you.
Why?
Who knows? Here.
Hey, Chuck.
Sweetheart, I want you to listen very carefully because I need you to grab me some things. I need a bucket of hot water, an oral thermometer, some latex gloves, some towels, a shoestring, and some jalapeno hot sauce.
Hot sauce?
Get that for me, please, and put Nick on the phone.
Okay, Chuck.
I'm almost there. Now, I want you to go into the bathroom and get some hand sanitizer.
Man, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to the bathroom and find the hand sanitizer. Okay, got it. What now?
We're going to use that to sterilize your hands.
Well, I'm not touching nothing.
Nick, you are.
Oh, God, they're coming! Honey?
Nick shushes her.
How far apart would you say the contractions are?
Fast and furious, Chuck. Fast and furious.
Pillow! I need a pillow.
Okay, game time, baby. Go down there and see if the first baby is crowning.
Come on, man, what that mean?
Can you see the baby?
Nick goes to the foot of the bed and gingerly lifts up the hem of Suzanne's dress.
Yeah.
He faints.
It's like the guppy's all over again.
Honey.
Chuck, he's down.
Of course he is. That's what the jalapeno hot sauce is for. Give him a little dash of that.
Hold on.
Lindsay shakes drops of hot sauce onto Nick's mouth. He gags.
He's back.
Put your father back on the phone.
Yeah.
I need you to go in there, grab that baby's head gently. For God's sake, gently. Give it a pull. And then take the shoestring and tie off the cord.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I lost it.
Oh.
Are you sure you don't want to try a hospital?
Ah!
Yes, that means no.
Oh, so close. I just missed the state record. How's the patient doing here?
Oh, Chuck.
Let's go into our fun breathing. Let's go into a deep, warm place and a quiet place.
Okay, quiet and deep.
Chuck and Lindsay sit either side of Suzanne. Nick stands at the foot of the bed and joins in with the breathing.
Family, let's breathe together. Now we're releasing on sound.
I can't take that noise.
Hey, look, I'm having a baby. I can't talk right now.
Yo, Nick, it's Irvin Johnson.
Magic?
Chuck Mitchell said you needed to talk to me.
Look, my wife having a baby right now. We can't talk.
I remember when I had mine. Ah! Yep, that's how I remembered it.
Tell Magic Chuck Dog said, holla, much respect, you the man.
Hey, Chuck Dog said, much respect, you the man.
Tell Chuck Dog, he's the man.
Yo, Chuck, you say you the man.
Natch, that's so magic.
Hey, man, what's up with the Lakers, man? Y'all need a center. Hold on. He want to talk to you, Chuck.
Roundy round. Hello?
Sounds like you got your hands full over there. Ask Nick if he has any more questions for me.
Do you have any last questions for the greatest point guard in the history of the NBA?
Oh, yeah. In that 85 series against the Celtics, was that a true crossover because he looked a little...
Knock it off!
So gotta go. Bye, Buck.
Look, it's showtime now, okay?
I need you, baby. I need you.
Showtime.
I need you.
We got this.
Oh, okay.
We got this, all right?
Okay. All right.
The screen fades to black.
Oh, God.
Later, Chuck, Nick, and the Pulus admire the finished house.
I told you it'd be beautiful. Oh, before I forget, I got you kind of a home-warming gift.
A doormat.
All the best.
Hey, yo, Chuck. Thanks for coming back, man.
Kidding me? I'm stuck on you, Nick.
Nick unrolls the doormat. It's decorated with leaves with the persons written across the middle. He glances warmly back at Chuck and lays it on the front porch. 6 months later, Suzanne steps onto the porch carrying one baby. Grandma Pula is there with the other twin. There's a barbecue in full swing in the garden.
And so it goes. You know, sometimes life throws you a change up and you just got to adjust.
The blind plumbers help each other to food, missing their plates.
I never did finish the sports magazine. Instead, I started something completely different. A different magazine, a lot closer to my heart. Inspired by rebuilding this house. It's called Are We Done Yet? And that's the story on how we built our dream house. Thank you.
Behind him is a cutout of Magic Johnson holding the twins.
So I want to thank you all for coming. Enjoy the party.
He blows a kiss to Suzanne, who is standing smiling on the porch. Mr. Rooney opens an upstairs window, knocking a ladder onto Nick's SUV. Nick slaps his forehead in disbelief. Lindsay and Kevin look at each other, and on cue, they laugh uproariously. The party guests wander up to take a look at the smashed windscreen as the picture slowly fades to black. The cartoon Nick appears, draws a cross on the ground, looks up and waves. The words, the end, crash down, missing the cross and fall on top of Nick. He kicks the words away, gets to his feet, dusts himself off and beckons the cartoon family onto the screen. Kevin, Lindsay, Coco, the baby deer, and the raccoon. Suzanne and Chuck join them for a bow. Nick and the cartoon family stroll off the screen. IMS audio description written by Stephen Dobbin, read by Michael Woodford. Unit production manager, Neil Mackus. First assistant director, Donald L. Sparks. Unit production manager, Julia Neville. Second assistant director, David Klon. The cast, Nick Persons was played by Ice Cube. Suzanne Persons, Nia Long. Chuck Mitchell Jr., John C. McGinley. Lindsay Persons, Alicia Allen. Kevin Persons, Philip Daniel Bolden. Mr. Rooney, Jonathan Katz. Mrs. Rooney, Linda Cash. Russian contractor, Alexander Kalugin. Billy Pulu, Dan Joffrey. Georgie Pulu, Pedro Miguel Arce. Danny Pulu, Taj Mowry. Mike the Plumber, Jacob Vargas. Grandma Pulu, Brenda Pryor. Jimmy the Bartender, Hayes MacArthur. Persons Twins, Colin and Gavin Strange. Ellie Mitchell, Tara Mercurio. Dancing Man, Christopher Gautier. Special appearance by Magic Johnson. Stunt Coordinator, Dean Cho. Stunts, Jace Anthony Griffith, Eric Reginald, Aisha Aoyoung, Jeffrey C. Robinson, Maya Makatunpak, Nicholas Aoyoung. Co-producer, Kevin Cornish. Associate producer, Ronald G. Mohammed. Post-production supervisor, Heidi Vogel. Music, Cantaloupe, Flip Fantasia, written by Herbie Hancock, Rahsaan Kelly, Mel Simpson and Jeff Wilkinson. Performed by Us Three, featuring Rahsaan and Jared Presencer. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, written and performed by Katie Tunstall. Because of You, written by Shaffer Smith, Tor Erik Hermansson, and Mikkel Eriksson. Performed by Neo. Moving On Up, written by Michael Paul Hurd and Mike Pickering. Performed by M People. Ring My Bell, written by Frederick Knight. Performed by Anita Ward. I Found My Everything, written by Raphael Sadiq, Mary J. Blige, Robert C. Azuna Jr., and Kelvin Wooten. Performed by Mary J. Blige, featuring Raphael Sadiq. Pineapple Wine, written by Jay Minson, Jay Greer, and B. Arnovic. Performed by the Rondo Brothers. Dueling Banjos, written by Eric Weisberg, Jim Brickman, and Arthur Smith. Performed by Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel. A Boy Named Sue, written by Shel Silverstein, performed by Johnny Cash. Fun Fun Fun, Coptic Solji Doc Remix, written by Mike Love and Brian Wilson. Ponder Replay, written by Alicia Brooks, Varda Nobles, Evan A. Rogers, and Carl Allen Sturken, performed by Rihanna. Braver Days, written by Amy Foster Gillies and Georgia Middleman, performed by Morgan Hayes. Shake You Down, written by Gregory Abbott, performed by Ka'u. The Payback, written by James Brown, John Starks, and Fred Wesley. Hello, written and performed by Lionel Richie. I Can't Get Next to You, written by Barrett Strong and Norman J. Whitfield, performed by The Temptations. Working Day and Night, written and performed by Michael Jackson. Chariots of Fire, written and performed by Vangelis. Take It to the House, written by Charles Bobbitt, James Brown, Harry Wayne Casey, Adam Duggins, Corey Evans, Mark Seymour, Katrina Taylor, Fred Wesley, Morris Young, and Richard Raymond Finch. Performed by Trick Daddy. Contains a sample of Boogie Shoes, performed by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Also contains a sample of The Boss, performed by James Brown. Copyright 2007, all rights reserved. Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC, is the author of this film, motion picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. Special thanks to Blake Gowdy, Sarah Galliabar. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed, and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with the location, name, character, or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. American Humane monitored the animal action. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and/or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The Earth, seen as a cube, the logo of Cube Vision. Released by Columbia Pictures, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company.